Chafetz Chaim, Yoimi, day 95. And we're up to the halachas of the Isser of Rechilus, Kabbalas Rechilus, talking Rechilus, hearing Rechilus. And now we're going to, Chafetz Chaim is going to mention something that's very practical, which is that people, a lot of times, pressure, they know that something happened or was said or was done about them, and then they try to get someone to tell them, and if the person is not going to do it, then they pressure them to tell them this rechilus. It basically ends up being that they're pressuring them to tell them rechilus. And the Chafetz Chaim is lamenting this because it ends up being that we're doing it a lot, and we're doing it quite often, and it ends up being a lot of isurim that he's doing for himself and that he's causing somebody else to do as well. He's doing for himself that he's listening to the Rechilus and he's hearing the Rechilus and he's believing the Rechilus. And he's, in other words, he's being Mekabel. And he's also causing the other person by pressuring him to be the Mesaper, to be telling Rechilus. So, Umizeh Tireh, and from this that we just mentioned, this whole thing about that a person shouldn't be hearing Rechilus, you'll see Kama Noyalu Harbe Mebdei Adam, how silly it is what the many people are doing. Shetivam, their nature, their curiosity, their natural curiosity. Tamid lidrash mechavareim, their nature is that they go and they try to find out from their friends. Ma dibur pleni odaisim, what did this other person say about them? Vafilu imidaas. They know that it's not going to make a difference to them whether they know exactly what this person said about them or did against them for any reason for the future. They still, out of curiosity and out of wanting to know, they go ahead and they try to find out. They try to dig, they ask around until they find. When the person who is asking doesn't want to tell him, they insist and they pressure until this person who they're talking to ends up telling the story, ends up spilling the beans. And what ends up being is that there's somehow or another something that was negative to them. And then they believe the guy who said this to be absolute truth. It's not, which is not supposed to be. You're supposed to be maybe just suspecting, but not that you believe it for absolute truth. And then that becomes rechilus. And then he hates this person who said or did this thing. He goes ahead and he pressures somebody to tell over the story. Then when the guy finally tells over the story, and it ends up being something negative that Yenna said about him. So now he hates that person. So they say nasusaynim gemurim. If we try to go and count how many great terrible things there are that come out of this, and the calculation of how many lavin and how many essen, how many mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs leis asay are being over with this, sherogil, that a person is actually ends up getting used to lav or to be over, misha mutba b'mida hamaguna azayis, somebody who ends up being that he is like it's his second nature. He has a habit to go ahead and to try to find out what was said about him and what was done against him. Kutzara hayiria mehachilam, the paper is too small to contain all of them. In other words, it can't. It's so many that it can't be written on paper. But ayin la'el b'psicha, and go ahead and look in the psicha where we talk about the lavin and the essen, the tavin as the vreno, and you're going to understand what we're trying to say here. Ki be'emes iser kabbalas lashon hara, the iser of kabbalas lashon hara v'rechilus, hu afilu em echad siper lahem me'atzmai. Even if he didn't go digging for it, and he didn't go pressuring people, if a person came over to you and told you something about what Yana did, it's also to be makabalit, even though it's negated to you on the future. What? So what are you supposed to do? So you're not supposed to believe it. The only thing you're allowed to do is you're allowed to suspect so that you can try to prevent something from happening in the future. But if it's not negeh, because she ain't negeh al abo, if it's not even negeh for anything for the future, asur afil al shmir levad, it's asur even to hear it without even going to dig for it, even if someone came to you volunteering this information. It's for sure that it's usher for someone to go ahead and to insist and to pressure his friend until he says it. Until what ends up happening is the person who ends up saying it, he becomes over on the vera of Sipur Rechilus, Vashamele Isir Kabbalas Rechilus, and the person who's hearing it ends up being over on the Isser of being Kabbal Rechilus, the Usser, these things are Usser. And it turns out that the person who sat there and he was insisted that Yana told him the story becomes a person who did an Avera, and he also made his friend do an Avera. And therefore, a person has to fight his nature and not to distance himself from trying to figure out these things and trying to dig into these things and trying to get people to tell him such kind of things. Imloi, if with the exception of if he's sure that it's somehow or another going to be important for him to know for the future, lay the hech lishmor as atzmei planning, to know how to protect himself from this other person, then that's the only time that he should be trying to find out or trying to look for. But he should not be just as a general from curiosity, from any other kind of such habit or nature to try to go digging for negative things. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.